It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello there and welcome back to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. I'm now joined in the studio by Jeanette Pratt, Leadership Coach. Hello, Jeanette.
Hello.
Thanks very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Lovely to be here. Really excited to be here today.
Okay, well, before we get on to what you're doing now, perhaps you'd like to give us a bit of information about your background, because I understand you come from a medical background.
Yes, indeed. So I was a occupational health nurse and manager for over 30 years, working in a variety of industries and the NHS. And my final job was a sort of 15-year stint in the John Lewis Partnership, which was a wonderful place to work.
What were you doing at the John Lewis Partnership?
Initially occupational health nursing, and then I was a senior manager in the occupational health team.
Okay, and so what happened? Where? How did you make the journey from that to leadership coach?
Yeah, so that happened before I left, actually. I was really fortunate that the John Lewis Partnership actually trained some of us as coaches. So we were providing coaching services within the partnership itself. So we were providing coaching services to managers and partners, because the partners are not employees. And then after a couple of years, I was trained as a supervisor. So I was supervising and coaching within the internal coaching bank, which was a wonderful privilege.
Right. And what sort of, when you say you were coaching, members of staff, presumably?
Yes, predominantly managers. Yes. And predominantly around helping them to be even better managers and to have better relationships and to manage their teams better.
Right, okay. And so when did you have that moment where you thought, right, I want to work on my own?
It's an interesting question, because I had that moment actually before I actually left. And I spent some time really thinking it through and planning for when would be the right time. And if I did it, how would I go about it? Because I've always been employed and never run my own business. So running my own business is a really new thing for me. And it's been a tremendous kind of roller coaster, exciting journey, in fact. So then I decided when I would go. And I left the partnership, and I actually had a couple of months off. I gave myself a bit of transition space. My husband and I did some travelling around the world.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
It's fantastic. And when I came back, I set up my own business. So that was about 20 months ago that I set Develop for Life up.
And how did you feel when you did that?
Terrified. and I did a lot of networking, but also a lot of asking people I knew who'd been through a similar process and had a lot of wisdom to share about how they did that and what were the pitfalls and so on. And I realised quite early on that I needed to specialise. And my specialist area when I was occupational health nursing was mental well-being, and particularly around stress and resilience. So I've been teaching about stress to managers since the 1980s. So I worked out that's about 30 years that I've actually been teaching managers and employees about stress.
Yes, because stress costs businesses thousands of pounds, or millions of pounds
yes.
a year, doesn't it?
Yes, it's
lost time. So what do you think causes the stress?
I think it's interesting. I think there's a number of things that stress are caused by. There is an individual susceptibility to stress, and some of that is genetic, and some of that is actually sort of nature and nurture, really. But from a workplace perspective, there are six kind of areas that are well recognised to be particular stressors in that environment, and that's reflected in the management standards that the Health and Safety Executive have given to businesses to look at those areas and do risk assessments around that and make sure that businesses are putting controls in around those areas. So that would be things like change management. It would be things like how relationships are managed. It would be things like the amount of support people have and the amount of control people have over their own jobs, those sorts of things.
And what effect do you think it has on people's performance, stress?
So stress is really interesting. So stress itself is more of the reaction that you have if the pressure is too much for you to kind of, the resources you have to cope. So it's the effect of pressure that's the really interesting thing. And initially we know that pressure is really good, and that if we don't have pressure, we don't perform. So, but it's when it gets to a, it's like a curve, an upward curve that kind of goes up and then it goes down. It's like a hill. But the down is a bit steeper. So the idea is that if you don't have enough pressure, then you don't perform at all.
Sure.
You don't get out
yep.
of bed in yep. the morning. But if you have, there's an optimum amount of pressure at the top where you really, you know, performing on all cylinders. And then if you do go over that, you can start to feel fatigued and notice symptoms of not feeling great. And then if you don't do something at that point, then you can actually go to sort of ill health and burnout.
Sure.
So it's about, the teaching that I do is around recognising it really early, and that's the key to stress management, is then doing something about it.
And okay, and so how do you help people combat the stress?
So it depends where they are on the curve.
Sure.
Because if it's gone into a serious ill health like depression and anxiety, they probably need some medical intervention. Mm-hmm. If it's at the early stages, then there's some really, really good things that you can do to put yourself back into a good state.
Yes, such as?
Such as physical exercise is one of the best stress management tools that there is. And getting outside and doing physical exercises is really, really good. So it would be something like, it could just be walking. It doesn't have to be running or going to a gym. Do something you enjoy, but doing something physical. Try to have fun, because one of the things when we do get stressed is we sometimes go to ground and we stop actually reaching out and to our connections. So be connected, make sure that you actually connect with other people and you don't isolate yourself, because that's the worst thing you can do when you're feeling stressed.
Sure. And obviously you specialise in leadership, in managers. So do you think leaders are born?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I think you can have leadership qualities that are innate, but I also think leaders can be made. And I think leaders can be made through being led really well and inspiring. So role models that inspire you to be a really good leader. And I encourage people to look to role models. So who would they see that would embody the values and the way of leading that they would want to have themselves? And that can be a really good way of getting inspiring people to be better leaders. So it's not just about managing people, it's about leading people on a journey and taking them with you.
Sure. So do you actually go into companies and coach people on this?
I do some of my coaching from home. I do phone coaching and video coaching, so Skype and FaceTime coaching. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be in the room. A lot of people prefer it to be face-to-face, and if they do, the majority of those are either in my home or I will go into a company if it's executive coaching, because then I can get expenses and so on. It's got to be cost-effective for me to travel.
Of course. And would you work with the whole team or just the manager?
Normally just the manager, but I do team development as well. And one of the ways I do that is taking people outside and doing outdoor personal development. And that's called Fresh Air for Business.
Yes, so I was just coming on to that. Yes, you're a Fresh Air Friday facilitator, sounds amazing.
Yes. Could you describe
what that is?
So Fresh Air Fridays is a relatively new company, probably been around 3 or 4 years. I'm started by two lovely ladies, Ruth and Rose, who are based in South Wales. And it started as a personal development community, taking people out on a monthly basis for a sort of 3-hour walk and personal development session, and do a lot of the stuff that we do is around helping people to be more resilient. So we do a little bit of mindfulness, we do some relaxation, we take some time to be grateful, because gratitude is really good for rewiring the brain to be more positive. And we take a different topic every month, and the topic could be anything from building better relationships to stretching yourself out of your comfort zone and to self-belief. So we do 12 different topics over 12 months. But going into a company, we would do that over 12 weeks for a shorter session, about an hour and 15 minutes, could be done over a lunchtime, something like that. And we'd take people out into a natural space. The reason for doing that is because people do relax more in green spaces. And we know that actually movement engages the brain in a very different way, so that we can actually use the things that we're learning and think more creatively.
Right. So have you seen people change when they go outside? Have you actually seen them physically change?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can visibly see people relaxing more. And how they feel at the beginning of the session, how they feel at the end of the session is quite different.
That's interesting. And what is the format of the session generally?
So what we would do is we'd have a bit of a check-in at the beginning. We'd all meet at a certain time. People would bring a flask if they want to have a hot drink and so on. We would then meet at the beginning, and I would ask everyone just to say a little bit about how they're turning up and what they want to get out of the session. Because then we can check in at the end to see if we've achieved that. We would then walk a little while. Then we would do some breathing. And we would spend some time actually doing something called 7-11 breathing, which is a breathing that really helps to counteract the stress symptoms. And it really relaxes, it engages our parasympathetic nervous system, which really relaxes us. We would then walk for a bit longer, then we would do some mindful walking. So we'd really be present to what's around us and really noticing visually. We'd use our senses, so we'd look, we'd listen, we feel, and so on. We might smell and taste. So we would use our senses to actually anchor to do the mindfulness. We then tackle whatever the topic is. So whatever that topic is for that month, I'll start to introduce it. We then walk and we just talk about that topic.
And what would the topic be?
So the topic this month is our teams. So we all have lots of different teams in our lives, and it's about thinking about what's working, what might not be working, what we're really enjoying. Are we doing stuff we're passionate about, or are there things that we're doing because we have to do them, and is there any other way of thinking about that? So we would engage with the topic. We then have a tea break where we have fantastically delicious cake cooked by me, and we do clean eating, so there's no refined sugar or refined flour, but they're absolutely delicious. It's about what serves us, what serves our body, what serves our mind.
And who can go on these sessions?
Anybody. It's designed for anybody that can walk.
Oh, really?
They're not yomps. We're not going up mountains. We're not doing anything really physically difficult. It's only about 3 miles overall that we walk, but we do that in stages and whilst we're talking about the stuff and then having our tea break and so on.
So any business person could come on this?
So that's my monthly group.
Yes.
But the businesses, it's about getting a team together within a business.
Right.
And it's really good if it's a team that already work together of up to 12 people. And what that does is it builds better trust and relationships within that team, as well as them learning the resilience things that we're teaching. They're also learning to be much more trusting of each other.
Well, that sounds absolutely fascinating. Well, thank you very much for telling us all about that. Would you like to give us your website details, please, so that people can get more information?
My website is www.developforlife, and that's with a number four, developforlife.co.uk. My Facebook page is Develop for Life and Fresh Air Fridays.
That's great. Thank you very much, Jeanette. And I want to wish you a happy birthday. And
here is a cake
for you from Brooklands Radio, which I'll give you after the programme.
Thank you very much,
Jeanette. Jeanette Pratt, Leadership Coach and Facilitator.
Surrey Business Affairs, for and about local businesses in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.